So this morning, we're going to minister on kingdom worship. Kingdom worship. We're in a series about the kingdom, and we're going to be talking about kingdom worship. Kingdom worship. Hallelujah. 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 I want to define worship. Kingdom worship. It is a biblical principle that both protects and promotes true divinely regulated worship for the gathered people of God in every generation. Amen. Every generation. This means that even the generation now, the generation that's to come, and the generation behind us, we should be teaching them how to worship. God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. And when we look at John chapter 4, verses 23, kingdom worship as follows. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. The Bible clearly tells us, but the hour is coming right now. The hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. The Lord is seeking true worship. He's not seeking programs. He's not seeking conferences. He's not seeking money fundraisers. He is seeking true worshipers. I believe that when we understand the concept of true, pure worship, all those things that we stand in need of, the Lord is going to bring those things to us. Sometimes the enemy would have us to put the cart before the horse, and all he wants us to do is just worship him. When we learn to worship him in spirit and in truth, all those things that we are desiring, all those things that we need, he says that they would be added unto us. And so when the Lord gave me kingdom worship this morning, it is literally a spinoff from Kingdom University, when we learned about worship. You know, sometimes we think when we assemble that the preaching, the singing, and all those things are worship. What is worship is true worship. Putting him before agendas, putting him before our agenda, putting him high and lifted up. Sometimes when true worship is allowed to take place, every other thing that we portioned out and planned, it will not happen. It just will not happen because the Lord is looking for true worship. This is what the Bible is saying. The hour is coming. Coming means it is upon us. It is among us. It is right here, right now. And now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. How do we worship him in spirit and in truth? Lay down the weights and the sin that so easily beset us. Some people may be saying, well, I'm not sinning, but what is your thought pattern? What are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you contemplating before true worship? Are you contemplating, this is what I'm going to do, or this is what I'm going to think, or this is what I'm going to present? Guys, I'm not saying anything is wrong with those things, but those things should not be before or predestined before our worship. Worship will destroy the enemy. Why? Because the enemy hates worship. This is why the enemy is trying to wear the saints of God out, because he wants us to look at what we see in the natural. Spirit and in truth is spiritual, the unseen. As we worship in the unseen realm, which is the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we then begin to see the true picture of what God wants this natural realm to look like. And so what do? Then we begin to pray it in. We begin to pray it in because we've seen spirit and we've been in truth. And so until we learn true worship, we're going to be chaotic. There's going to be confusion. There's going to be battleground battles when God has already said the battle is not ours. He's already said that we've got the victory. And so we pray from a place of victory. When we're not in true worship, we don't pray from a place of victory. We pray from a place of what we see in the natural. And then we begin to battle in the natural versus battling in the spirit. And we battle in the spirit with true worship. We battle in the spirit with true worship. Worship is laying down your agenda, laying down my agenda, laying down how I feel about a situation, laying down how I feel and moving to another realm, which is worship. Worship will take you in a realm that you just is almost like, I want to stay here because I see the bigger picture. And no one can move you out of that place unless the Holy Spirit lifts up. He will lift up and then he will bring you up. And then your whole perspective of what you see in the natural is what he showed you in the spirit, in the spiritual, when you're in true worship. So the Lord would have me to minister to you all today, as well as myself, to stay in a posture of worship. It is a biblical principle that both protects. Worship protects us. You say, well, how can it protect us? Because the enemy hates worship. So when you're dealing with things in your personal life, when you're dealing with things on your job, when you're dealing with things in the body of Christ, when you're dealing with things in your family, the best thing to do is go down in worship. Go down in worship, because the enemy, he brings about confusion. He brings about direction that's not conducive to God. His direction is going to always be act on how you feel. Act on how you feel. Act on what you see. And this is what's happening. This is what the Holy Spirit showed me. He says, all the chaos that you see happening in your town, all the chaos that you see happening around your town, it's based on what people are doing and seeing in the natural. They're not responding spiritually. They're responding in the flesh. And when we begin to respond in the flesh, it brings about murder. It brings about somebody being hurt. It brings about confusion. It establishes demonic portals in the region. And this is why the Lord said, this is why you see so much chaos going on around the community, around the churches, because portals of evil have been erected in the heavenly places, which would be that second realm where the deities are. See, we got to understand the spiritual realm. And we understand the spiritual realm, we'll begin to see, okay, I get it now. So anytime there are portals in that second realm where the deities and the celestial beings are the activity is, I'm telling you guys, we've got to pray. We've got to worship, because the Lord is telling us right here, the hour is coming and now is. Right now, now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. He's seeking, in other words, where am I going to find the true worshipers? They're not worshiping. Some of the people are not worshiping. They're too busy caught up in battlegrounds. They're too busy caught up in their own agendas. They're too busy caught up in monuments of self. And so when we begin to build monuments of self, it then agrees with these demonic portals and these deities that are in the spiritual realm. And so guess what? Those demonic portals are in agreement with selfishness. Those demonic portals are in agreement with foolishness. Those demonic portals are in agreement with fights. And then what do? They magnify. They magnify. And so the Lord is saying, where are the true worshipers? I'm looking and I'm seeking for true worshipers. Because when we, the true worshipers, get in a place of true worship, the worship will go up And it will dismantle all those things that's going on, all those activities that are going on in the spiritual realm by the enemy. The worship and the true praise will make them come down. It will demand it to come down. So when we learned on Friday and Saturday that we've got to come together, not no one or two. It's got to be a collective body of people gathering together so that our incense of worship and praise will go through those portals where the enemy has set up portals. Our prayers will go up and dismantle those portals in the city, in the community, in the neighborhood, on your job. We have power over the enemy. But as long as we allow the enemy to bring confusion to us, which he's going to bring confusion, but at the end of the day, how are we going to deal with it? Through worship. I'm going to give you another scripture. It is in Acts 2:42. This is what happens when we come together in worship. It says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And in prayers, they came together and they worshiped with prayers. Verse 43, then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. So this is an example of how we're to gather. We're to gather together on one accord. We're to follow the doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And what will happen? Many miracles and wonders. You know why? Because we walk in those things. We walk in those miracles and signs and wonders. Why? Because we are worshipers. When we worship in spirit and truth, we just automatically walk in signs and wonders. In other words, when someone is sick, we speak to that sickness and we command that sickness to dry up and dry out and be dismantled by the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. We walk in miracle signs and wonders. We don't have to get ready. We stay ready. We have a portal in Antioch called the Antioch House of Prayer of Tennessee, where we assemble. We have a direct portal to heaven that when we're praying, our incense is going up and destroying things in that community. The community is made up of so many people who have so many doctrines of devils, and we're trying to come together and bind those things up. And we're trying to come together and forbid those deities that are in operation in the celestial realm. But we need more people who will come and take access and pray with us. And you have the religious saying, well, you can just pray anywhere. What's that attitude behind that? It's a spirit of laziness and procrastination. Where we just say, you know, we can just do this anywhere. Why are you saying that? When we're calling for the community to come together and pray. We have the example right here in Acts 2, where it says, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. There's a perverse generation of witchcraft, a perverse generation of idols being lifted up, all kinds of religions in this area, Hinduism, Wiccan, witchcraft, all kinds of things, guys. And the believers are being, excuse me, And the believers are being set back because they're being hit in this area. They're being hit in that area. The enemy is coming against their children, coming against their wives, their husbands, their jobs. And what do we do sometimes? We just digress back. And we're upset and we're just worried about all the things that the enemy is displaying. When what we should be doing in the midst of all those things is coming forth with powerful worship. When we begin to come forward with powerful worship, you will begin to see things in your home, in your community, on your job, in your church. You will see a shift. We felt a shift on yesterday. We were together praying, and we felt a divine shift in the atmosphere. So the Lord is saying in this hour, this is what happens when you come together as a body and pray. It says right here, those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And what did they do? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, which is the doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And fellowship, they were in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. See, when we have all things in common, and that agenda is worship. Worship and prayers. When we understand the awesomeness and the totality and the maximum of worship and prayers, you and I will begin to see these activities in the realm of the spirit that's been set up by evil altars. We will begin to see those things eradicated. We will see them eradicated, guys. I can tell you some stories. This is why the Lord says you must gather the saints together and come together, and they must pray down these demonic portals. There are demonic portals that have been erected, and these activities that are going on in the spiritual realm right now, if we the saints do not come together and command these altars of evil to be disintegrated, I'm telling you guys, more and more activities that's illegal, that we are allowing to be legal because we're not praying and worshiping as we ought. We're getting caught up in business of a church. The Lord did not call us to do business in the church. He says, I want you to worship me in spirit and in truth. And when you begin to worship me in spirit and in truth, the business will come together. And I know the religious system is not going to like this, because religion does not like worship. They like programs. They like activities. They like all kinds of things being done in God's house except for true worship and prayer. When you find a church that's all caught up in activities and programs and fashion shows and fish fries, I'm telling you right now, there's no praying and worshiping going on. It's a bunch of self-edification. I'm speaking truth. I'm a prophet of God, and this is what he said. And so we cannot be distracted, guys. We cannot be distracted. The Lord is calling for the true worshipers. He said he's seeking. And so if the Father is seeking, come on, Holy Ghost, if he's seeking true worshipers, then that tells you and I that there are some that's not worshiping if the Father is seeking. If he's seeking it. If he's seeking it, guys. If he's seeking it. Hebrews 12 28:29 says, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for God, our God, is a consuming fire. He's a consuming fire. He's a consuming fire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He said to me to share this one more time. I have to do what the Holy Spirit says to do. John 4:23 says, but the hour is coming and now is, right now among us, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking. So he's seeking. So if he's seeking, that means we are, some of us are misplaced. We're misplaced. He says he is seeking such to worship him. If he's seeking such to worship him, that means there are some that are misplaced. Get back in your divine order. Divine order is not in systems of religion. Divine order is not in programs and bunches of activities. There are activities going on in the spiritual realm, the celestial realm, that other realm that we have access to with our prayers. And if we are allowing Wiccan, if we are allowing New Age practices that are being practiced in homes right now that are saying they are of God, they are practicing New Age, Wiccan, then you have Hindu, then you have people rubbing bellies, that religion that rubs bellies. You have idol worship going on in your community. And all we can sit around and do as believers is keep having programs. Keep worrying about this, and the other, when the Father is seeking true worshipers. So I'm encouraging those who are out of place, get in place. The Father is seeking you. He's seeking you. He wants you to get in a posture of true worship. When we look at Leviticus 10:1-3, this is an example of false worship. These two men were in the temple. The Bible says, then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, these were priests. Each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So if these men who were supposed to be priests were putting up false fire before God that they were not supposed to do, can you imagine in today's time, in 2024, what is being offered up? What is being offered up? If we're praying to a righteous God, hallelujah, come on, Holy Ghost. If we're praying to a righteous God, there are some that's praying to idol gods. They're praying to idol worship. They're praying to a deity that's trying to destroy the believer's faith. You have demons right here, right now. They're being lifted up by New Age practices. You have people that are lifting up Wiccan. You have witches that convene together earnestly. They make it a point together to pray against those who are believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we've got to get on our post. We've got to do it, guys. We see so much havoc going on. I said, Lord, what is happening? He said, evil altars are erected in communities. And the more you have the witches and the Wiccan and the Hinduism and all these other religions who are faithfully praying to a deity that's of the darkness, Their prayers are going up in that atmosphere. And those demons are doing what? They're destroying the people of God. They're destroying the communities. They're coming in and they're causing family members to kill one another. What would cause a man to go in on a birthday party of a seven-year-old and shoot the mother of the seven-year-old? He had a relationship with this woman and then shoot someone else. What would cause a man in Springfield, Tennessee, hallelujah, come on, Holy Ghost, expose the devil, that would cause a man in Springfield to shoot and kill the mother of his children and then kill the girl's sister? That happened in Springfield. What would make, come on, Holy Ghost, what would make somebody take a 15-year-old that we still cannot find? There is an APB in the realm of the spirit. If we would just come together and command that devil to release, we have the authority. We have the authority. Apostolic prayer alert. And I'm not talking about a denomination. I'm talking about signs and wonders. That is what I'm talking about. What would cause a woman to take a child from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and just run off with the child unless she was influenced by a deity that said, go take the child away from the dad? It was something that was pressing her to do that. It was a demonic influence. So what I'm saying, guys, when we have all these evil altars that are erected in the spirit, they pray to their demon gods, just like we pray to our one true living God. But at the end of the day, guys, the Lord says he is seeking, which means there are many of you who are out of place. If the word says itself, he is seeking such to worship him. So seeking means he's looking for the true at heart. Not the one that's wounded and worried and sad and no faith. He's looking at the pure in heart. Guys, we cannot sell out. We cannot sell out. Our generation of children are at stake. And so if Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, promoted strange incense to God, it's happening right now. It's happening right now with all the things that's going on. It's happening right now. There are people in their homes setting up evil altars, prayers that they are committed to. They believe in their idol, false god of witchcraft. They believe in their false god of Dagon. They believe in that big old fat man with the belly. They believe in that. They believe and they are worshiping that with their whole heart, guys. So if these folks can worship these type of idols with their whole heart, come on, people. Come on, people. Come on, people. Come on, people. The Bible says that the Father is seeking. He's seeking, which means there are people who are out of place. We're focusing on the wrong thing. The Lord is saying, I am looking for kingdom worship. I'm looking for kingdom worship because as our prayers go up, come on, Holy Ghost, the more our prayers go up, and we're praying with an agenda, and that agenda is to come down and break down through these corruption that's walling up the believers. We break through those walls of Jericho. And so I'm going to give you another verse, Exodus 20, verse number 4. This is what God said. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." So we've got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And why would he say this? Because if the children of Israel were worshiping gods and idols, they are people of God that's doing the same thing today. Because many people have gotten discombobulated, off focus. They're taking crystals and all kinds of things that don't have no authority nor power. And because someone says, "It's okay, it's nothing wrong with that," how are you using it? When you're wearing crystals around your neck and saying, "Oh, this is going to protect me from evil forces," you've already made that thing a god. When the Lord, our God, he protects us. We have angels of the Lord's army that protect us. You have offered up an idol. And then guess what? When you pray, the enemy is like, "Okay, they're on our side because they're wearing these crystals, and they just said and they made it out. They said it out of their own mouth that these crystals are going to protect them from evil." Well, no, because they said it and we are evil, we're going to partner with them. And guess what happens? Manifestations and manifestations and things of the dark forces are magnified. So it's one thing, guys, when we're trying to literally fight against these altars of evil Baal. But it's another thing when believers are so blind to the fact that these crystals that they wear and they're praying to their ancestors, not understanding you're setting up deities. It's no wonder things are happening in our communities. Many of you have partnered with ignorance and you don't understand it. You don't understand it. So I'm encouraging you. Let us be kingdom worshipers. Kingdom worshipers. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. He's already told us that his kingdom cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So he's telling us, I'm going to burn it up. 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 But I'm seeking the true worshipers. I'm seeking the true worshipers who will worship me in spirit and in truth. That is what he's looking for. Kingdom worship. If we are so consumed again with systems and activities that are more dominant than praise and worship, I'm telling you right now, the enemy is right there on your tail. And the Lord is saying today, I am calling you to record. I am seeking you. I'm seeking you. I want you to commune with me. I don't want you to look at all the stuff that's around you. For when you begin to worship me in spirit and in truth, I'm going to show you great and mighty things. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. The only way we're going to find out is true worship. True worship. True worship. It is not in activities. It is not how much you know. It is with a pure heart. I'm telling you, there was worship that went on and the Lord took me in a realm, in a dimension. And all I could tell you is this. It was the most beautiful, serene place. So the Lord would have me to say to you, when we choose to worship him, it is a serene place that we're literally bringing from an atmosphere, the heavenly realm, to the earth. And that's going to come through worship. If you are finding yourself caught up in lots and lots of activities, if you are finding yourself caught up in going here, going there, going everywhere. Now, I'm not saying don't go. I'm not saying. But there are so many people that are running from church to church, pillar to post, conference to conference, everywhere, trying to reach a realm that only true worship will take you and I into. Conferences are not going to take you there. Conferences are just to encourage you and to keep you stirred. Going from church to church is not going to do it, guys. It's not going to do it. I know several people who have gone from looking, they're looking for something. They know it's more. But at the end of the day, if you want to be filled, if you want your cup filled, get on your face and move into a realm of worship. And I tell you the truth, when you come out of that place, when you come out of that realm, when I come out of that realm, it's like a shift has taken place in the supernatural, and you can bring that to earth because we carry that type of authority. And we are about the kingdom. I teach the kingdom. I'm not going to teach you no religious system. I'm not going to teach you about activities. I'm going to teach you the kingdom, and I'm going to teach you your kingdom authority. There are realms in the spirit that the Lord says, if you would seek me, I'm going to show you elements. And as I show you these elements in the spiritual realm, I'm going to show you strategically how to conquer those things in the natural. This is why the devil wants to keep the body of Christ at odds with one another, talking about denominations and things of that. Guys, I could care less about a Baptist. I could care less about a Church of Christ. I could care less about a Methodist. I could care less about a Church of God in Christ. I could care less about apostolic. I could care less about non-denominational, because at the end of the day, it's no authority in none of that. None whatsoever. I know people that go to all types of denominations and they have no authority. But let me go into those who worship in spirit and in truth and have a kingdom mindset. We can call heaven to earth right here, right now. Dr. Martin Luther King was a man of the kingdom. You say, well, how was he a man of the kingdom? He did everything kingdom minded. And look at what happened. Look at what happened. We were able to vote. We were able to move into a dimension that would never happen unless it came from a kingdom spirit. And that was in the early 60s. So if he was here today, he'd probably turn over in his grave to see the mess that some of us are not, that some of us are making and not following a kingdom mandate other than what we want to do. So I'm telling you, if you want to experience heaven on earth, it's going to come through your worship. It's going to come through your worship. It's going to come through my worship. And I had somebody say to me, well, can you just show me how? Can you just teach me? Can you just show me? If you love Jesus Christ and if he's the Lord over your life, all you got to do is acknowledge who he is and thank him for who he is, what he has done in your life. He's almighty, the sovereign one, the maker of all things, the bishop of your soul. When you can imagine him on that cross, and when you can imagine yourself walking and living in sin, and all of a sudden you can just close your eyes and the Lord will take you into a dimension where you literally see that blood falling down on your back, all over you, and you laying at his feet. And then all of a sudden, you understand the true love that he has for you and I. His blood was not messed up. It was not tainted. It was pure. But our sins was all messy, black, and ugly. And when he broke free and say, come this way. You can come in now to me. You can worship me. You can worship me in spirit and in truth. You can repent and you can ask me to forgive you. And when you ask me to forgive you, I'm faithful and just to forgive you. Enter in, enter in, enter in. And imagine him consistently moving in your life that will cause you to worship and cry out and say, I need more of you. I came down these pews. I need more. I need more. I need more. I don't want no activities. I don't want no activities. I don't want no program. I want you and all of you. And when the Lord senses that in your heart and it's true, you will move into another dimension. And he will, and you will lay there. Sometimes I was trying to get up and it's like he was sitting on me. I couldn't get up. I couldn't get up because he was doing something on the inside of me. You're carrying something inside of you that your community needs. You're carrying something inside of you that your family needs. You're carrying something inside of you that your church needs. So you've got to understand it is important, people of God, that we worship him. And the religious is not going to like it. But you know, at the end of the day, the word said, John said, he's looking, God is seeking, and you want to be sought after. I want to be sought after. I don't want to be out of position. I want to be in position to be sought after by him. So Lord, I just thank you for this amazing teaching that your Holy Spirit taught this morning. None of me, it was none of me, but it was all of you. Mend our hearts, Lord, so that we can enter in. Let us know that we're not our own, that we were bought with a price, and that was with your blood. And so, Lord, as we gather at the Antioch House of Prayer, Tennessee, it's the Antioch House of Prayer, Tennessee. In other words, you need to be at the prayer house praying with us. There's an access code that you can go in there and we can just pray, or you can pray and tear down these evil altars. So Lord, I just pray right now, God, that you use the Antioch House of Prayer of Tennessee and those who will seek you in spirit and truth to tear down these evil altars. We tear down these evil altars. We say, no, you will not infuriate our community, our homes. You will no longer infuriate the people of God with your lies and your masquerading. We tear you down in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. So I just wanted to encourage you. I've given you the word of God on kingdom worship. Kingdom worship. Kingdom worship, guys, that is what the Lord is looking for. Kingdom worship, kingdom worship. We want you to stay tuned on tomorrow as we come back. We're talking about the kingdom. And I'm just going to be honest with you. The Lord says it is time for those who are seeking him. He is seeking after us. I want to be sought after. I want him to seek after me. He said those who worship him in John 4. I got to leave that scripture with you guys. Because you got to read it. It says, but the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking. He's seeking, guys. He's seeking after those to worship him in spirit and in truth. So when the Holy Spirit showed me the Father is seeking, that means some people are out of position. The Father is seeking. Why is he seeking? Because some people are out of position. God is saying, get back in divine alignment. Let go of the crystals. Let go of the new age thinking. Let go of the religious system. And let's come together and tear down the airways of the demonic deities, these celestial demonic deities that are trying to destroy the household of faith. I don't have no beef with you if you're in Christ. We may be on different levels. But I'm telling you right now, You can come up. I can come up. We don't beef over stupid stuff that the enemy is trying to cause us to beef against. We are all on different levels. But guess what, guys? We should have one faith. And that is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we grow from glory to glory. So let's stop getting upset because we may not understand something because for some reason we're not studying or we're applying ourselves or we're not laying down in worship for him to open up and enlighten our minds. If Jesus told the disciples his own self, the Bible says in Luke 24 that he opened up their understanding so that they could comprehend scripture. So if Jesus himself had to open up the disciples' understanding so that they could understand and comprehend the scripture, the Holy Spirit is doing the same. So you may say, well, I don't understand praying in tongues. Then you ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, open up your eyes so that you may understand the importance of praying in your heavenly language. When we pray in our heavenly language, we are literally busting through portals that the enemy does not understand. But you have the religious system saying, well, that's not necessary. The tongues died when the apostles died. You cannot believe those things, guys. That's false teaching. It's lack of understanding. When me and my husband came together, me and him, on a Saturday morning, we began to pray in tongues. Ramashe alarabo sandaraba. I'm telling you, if I be a true prophet of God, I'm telling you, we broke through some demonic portals in another region, guys. In another region. So my husband has always been one that's quiet, didn't really pray in tongues because didn't really understand. But I'm telling you, when he opened up his heart, he had to get that religious mess out of his heart. When God began to move those limits and boundaries out of his heart, he began to flow freely in his heavenly language. Now, because he and I are married and we're one flesh, come on, Jesus, but we are one spirit. We are one spirit. And when we begin to pray in our heavenly language, which is spiritual, by the way, walls came down in another region, and this individual and others got delivered. They called us on the phone and told us. So what are you saying, prophetess? If we would come together, lift up our heavenly language, lift up our heavenly language, we're breaking through portals. And sometimes the Lord, as we were praying, I would then begin to pray in English. And I would then begin to pray from a place of victory. And as we pray from that place of victory, those walls came down. We are some powerful people. Why? Because we have the DNA of God inside of us. He breathed in us and we became a living soul. So when he breathed in us, that means his ruach, his ruach is inside of us. His ruach is inside of us, guys. His ruach wind is inside of us. And when we speak his word, my God, when we begin to speak his word, things shift in the spirit. But it says right here, the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. It's only going to be in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, even right now, there was just a divine shift. A divine shift just took place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The gates of hell are utterly destroyed, says the Lord. If you love me, keep my commandments. Ramako sheke ramasondo. Ramako shakata. I love you. I will never leave you. Ramako. Even in the darkest places, in the darkest hour, I am there with you. Just worship me. Ramasoko shelebe. Ramasoko. In your darkest place, you will find me. Yarabo shakata, ramaso, ramashekete. Yarabo, take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself, because I am in your tomorrow. E ramashata, robo ko she ramasondo. Ramak, lay it down. Rabako shakata. When you truly trust me, you are worshiping me, and you will lay it down. Rabako shalaraba. Ramako shata. Have no fear. Rabako shata raba. For when you worship me, I dispel all fear. Ramakoshata. Rabak. Receive your crown of righteousness. It is already there for you. Receive your crown of righteousness. Ramakoshakata. Ramasoyeda basata. Ramako shata. Ramako shelerebe kanama. Ramaso yerebe sata. Come unto me, all of you who are wounded and heavy laden. Take my yoke and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light, says the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yada boshe yada masonda. You hold the key, Rabako. You hold the key, Rabako shata. You hold the key. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I seal this prayer in and by and through the blood of Jesus. May the prophetic word go and do what it is sent to do. And may you receive the word. And may you activate the word in your own personal life. I pray that your day remains well in the Lord, and that all you put your hands to and all that you speak shall come to fruition. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.